Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Purdue Boilermakers season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. So sign up today, receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store
today.
Hey, what's today.
Up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Purdue Boilermakers season preview. My name is Kobe Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Woo! I need a few Boilermakers, right? Well, in studio, speaking of Boilermakers, right? Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
How are you, buddy? Purdue Boilermaker talk. You know what? All right.
Somehow get me excited.
Oh,
give me
some easy to get excited.
Music
it's,
and get me
here
pumped.
We go. This is the Purdue Boilermakers. Drew Brees, Jim Everett, Bob Greasy. You go on and on in his quarterback. You, Patty
kind of,
C.
Kind of impressive list.
All right. Rod Woodson.
Yeah, buddy. Now
Chris
we're talking.
Chris Dishman.
Okay.
All right. You can go on and on and on about Boilermakers. They got a rich history. And look, Jeff Brohm. He turned down money from his own alma mater. More money to stay with the Boilermakers and grind it out in West Lafayette.
What do you think about that decision at this point, Colby?
I love his decision saying, hey, I looked my players in the eyes and asked them to commit. And look, as much as I'd love to be at my alma mater, they committed to me. I got to commit to them. Wish it happened more in college sports and well, in all sports, I guess, Patty C.
Colby is definitely a proponent of coaches staying the course and building something special. Now, I have a little more lenience and understanding for coaches moving on to a different gig, at least. I don't know if Louisville's any better than
I don't like the look, be a trendsetter.
I like that. Yeah. I do like that.
Look, the Matt Campbells and Jeff Brohms are much cooler to me than like, oh, I've been here 1 year. Let me go.
Yeah.
Dip out to wherever.
Yeah. Ride someone else's coattails.
Yeah. You know, it's 2021. Be the Boise State.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Why Chris Peterson, even though he ended up going at one point.
I mean, Peterson stayed long enough.
Yeah. Wife likes Seattle. You know what I mean? Like
sometimes you got to make the old lady happy.
Yeah. You know, pressures of the world, Petty C. All right. But let's talk Boilermaker football. Last season, 2-4 season. But really, when you look at it, they lost by 7 to Northwestern. They lost by 3 to Minnesota. They lost by 7 to Rutgers. They lost by 10 to Nebraska. This team almost went undefeated, Petty C.
That's one way of looking at
it. I'm serious though. I mean, they couldn't win the close games. They obviously had some COVID issues too, but
they did win. Their only two wins were by 4 and 7 points. So all they played
every game was close.
Yeah, was close. 10 points is the biggest margin of victory or defeat for their entire season.
7 starters back on that offensive line. However, just 2 of 5 on the starting line. Now that's kind of misleading because Greg Long, not Grant Long, the old power forward for the Miami Heat, but Greg Long transferred back from UTEP. So he was at Purdue. He goes to UTEP. Now he's back at Purdue.
Got some of that Texas.
Started the whole season for UTEP.
Texas
last year.
Sweet honey.
So
I'm
going to make a case that he is a returning starter. Then you get Tyler Witt coming in, a grad transfer from Western Kentucky. I've heard coaches, they raved about him in the spring game. So is the O-line perhaps better than what we're seeing from a returning point of view? So does that mean they have four starters really that have been starting lots of games? I don't know if starting at UTEP means you can start in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch. Although if he was originally recruited by the Big Ten, maybe there is something there. All I'm reading, and granted, I didn't watch lots of Purdue football last year.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Their O-line seems to be the weakness of the entire offense, which is a strong unit.
Relatively
speaking,
they didn't do great running the ball, and they do have Carl Xander Horvath there. Xander Horvath, at running back, him and King, how do I pronounce that? Doru.
That's.
But both those guys are back.
Doru, yeah.
And I think both can be, I mean, if they can just get any help blocking.
Xander Horvath is a great name.
Yeah. Did you get my Carl Xander reference?
Who is Carl Xander?
Linebacker for the Bengals and Tecmo Super Bowl in the 80s and stuff.
That's right.
But both those running backs are solid. Their backfield is solid. Their skill positions are solid, Patty C. You got to love David Bell. Talk about a stud wideout.
Yeah.
This guy, everyone talking Rondale Moore, David Bell making a big name for himself. TJ Sheffield and
8
Milton
touchdowns,
Wright
to Rondale's 0 last year.
Yeah, Payne Durham. So I mean, at tight end, he's experienced. He got 2 quarterbacks and Jack Plummer and Aiden O'Connell. You know, Brown is a quarterback guy, played quarterback in the NFL and the XFL.
Well, those guys' touchdown to interception ratios are fantastic, 8-2 and 7-2. Both completed exactly 88 passes last year. So I would say we have a hot quarterback competition on our hands, don't we?
Yeah. And they have a great receiving core. When you really think like you lose Rondale Moore and your receiving core is this good with Bell and Milton Wright and Sheffield. And
they're saying second
Jackson
in Big Ten to Ohio State.
It's a really good receiving core. Defensively, they went out and they did something. Yes. Anthony Poindexter, your boy, he's now at Penn State. But I think they actually improved on the defensive side of the ball.
Skills standpoint, a talent standpoint?
From a coaching standpoint.
From a coaching standpoint.
Because Brad Lambert coming in, this guy had the number one rated defense in Huntington, West Virginia. Former.
Number one in the nation last year,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Wow. It's nice to bring that in. Yeah. I would say that makes it an upgrade.
Former,
on paper, at least.
Former Bill Snyder. Played under Bill Snyder, coach under Bill Snyder.
Strong pedigree.
Yeah. But defensively, they return 7 as well. Now, the big question, defensive line, they're only returning 1 of 4, Patty C. That's concerning, but they are bringing in Joseph Anderson, a transfer from South Carolina, hopefully going to grab some of that SEC talent. Perhaps. And then in the linebacking core, they're bringing back three of four or two of three. I mean, two of three. And they're bringing back three of four in the secondary. So secondary's got to get better, but bringing back everyone's key.
Yeah, apparently got toasted pretty well last year.
They got linebacker OC Brothers coming in, an Auburn transfer. So
a great name.
I don't know. I mean, you look at the offensive ranks a season ago, 73rd scoring, 124th rushing. So that's what you want to circle on the offensive side of the ball. 16th yeah. passing.
That's unbelievable.
70th overall.
124 running, 16 passing.
Only 127
in a pass happy, you know, style of football. Now that means you are 100% committing to the pass.
Yeah. Yeah. And then defensively, 67th scoring defense in the country, 44th overall, 94th pass defense, 56 overall. Kind of surprised that Poindexter got that gig with those numbers like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He hasn't really impressed me at any stop. I'm not going to lie. And I love the guy. I'm rooting yeah. for him, but where was he at? UConn, you know, yeah. he just like, he was yeah. at UVA. I don't know.
I think at UConn, their defense was all right with Bob Diaco. Yeah.
Poindexter is a journeyman. I don't know that he's a specialist, but he may just be improving over time. We'll see. But bringing in the coordinator of the top defense in the country, you know, after finishing, what'd you say their final ranking was last year? Purdue's
Purdue's final rank or yardage was 56, 67th scoring.
So either way, that's yeah. actually not terrible.
It's not terrible, especially, I mean, you are Purdue, but I think also the transfer portal treating them kind. I mentioned on the offensive line, they got some transfers. And then I mentioned, bringing in Joseph Anderson from South Carolina and OC Brothers from Auburn, but in the secondary too, they got a Kentucky transfer and Jamari Brown. They got Florida transfer and CJ McWilliams. So this team really going for it in the transfer portal here. I don't think Brom's on the hot seat. I think he's got another year after this before hot next year. He'd be on the hot seat.
Yeah. The Big Ten is a tough conference. I mean, the Big Ten West should be open. You have mentioned before that everyone except Illinois, in your opinion, is capable of winning that division. I disagree. I don't think Purdue's in that.
I
club.
Think you're probably right. I'll put it like this. When I did my top 10 toughest schedules.
Yeah.
I have Purdue in there and they're the only team in the Big Ten West that appears there, right?
That's not what this team needs. This team needs to take a page from the book of Bronco Mendenhall and openly go after the easiest schedule.
They play zero FCS teams. They play 11 Power Five teams. And then their 12th, their only non-power five game is a road game half the way across the country.
Stupid.
So they got their work cut out for
some,
them.
Some teams, I don't know, but it must be money, you know, yeah. cause you figure you'd want to win.
But I respect that.
I respect it too, you know, but look, we were looking at the history of this team, 1-10 win season, and they've been playing football since 1892. That's 100, almost 30 years of football. And they haven't, they've only won 10 games once.
Hang on. I think Dennis Leary wants to say something.
Shit. Hobo from Purdue. I hate Purdue. It was the last time they ever won anything anyways.
Quite relevant.
But no, I mean, look, that was a line from a movie, but you're right. I like Brom. But I still think this, Patty C.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to completely rule them out of the Big Ten West because I believe it's going to be carnage. I think like when you line up Purdue at home against Minnesota, it wouldn't shock me. Purdue won. They almost won last year.
They could squeak their way through that. If it's absolute carnage, if you get an ACC coastal
yeah,
situation,
that's what I'm saying.
You have a 7-5 division.
That's what I'm
champion.
Saying. That's all I'm saying. Now look, their win total.
Has there ever been a more confusing situation than Jeff Brom playing football and then Brian Brom starting at quarterback like 3 years later?
The Broms, baby.
The Broms. That was like, I thought Jeff Brom was like Brian Brom's brother for a second. I was like, no,
I think they are, right?
Oh, they are.
I think they are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought he was his dad. I
think that's his younger brother.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. One's 50, one's 35. So
dad was doing work, man. Dad's like, hey, I mean, have some more babies before I kick the bucket.
There you go.
Look, the win total, unfortunately for Jeff Brown, is at 5. Vegas thinking they're going 5-7. If he goes 5-7, you think he's safe, right? I think he's safe for one more year.
Yeah.
Let's get to this. Week one, Patty C. I think, and if you're a Purdue fan, this is your toughest game of the season, essentially.
Well, as most important.
That's what I mean. As far as like, if you're going to hit your win total, if you're betting that over, you're going to need to win this game. Because if you don't, I really don't really see a way you can hit that win total.
Yeah, there are a few that have a similar feel to this, but this right off the bat is one of those.
Yeah, so Oregon State in West Lafayette.
I already took Purdue on this.
Me too, by a field goal. We said, man.
Yeah, just the road trip.
I this is their mirror images in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is, and I like both coaches, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I think we took Purdue. We got to stick to it.
Yeah.
Week two at UConn, the defending national champions, according to the New York Times and their shit ass journalism. UConn, I mean, look, why play this on the road?
Shouts to Stuart Mandel in that area, Northwestern, yeah. Big Ten West guy. For being
he's mad at Barstool for having a bowl game.
Weasel reporter of the week, Stuart Mandel.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes. At UConn, week two. Why play that at UConn though? I mean, yes, you're going to beat them, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they got a 2-for-1 with them. I don't think Purdue has the clout to, you know, demand straight home. I mean, they probably could force UConn to just accept a 1-off.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe they went 2-for-1. Either way, if that's not the case, if they went 1-for-1 or even just accepted a 1-off at UConn, fucking idiots.
Well, they're going to win that, but I mean, is it a look at that spot? They got Notre Dame. They gave themselves back-to-back away games out of conference.
Yeah. Questionable. They're going to win. They're going to
win. Okay, so UConn. 2-1 out the gate.
Yeah.
Then they're home to the Illini. I got them at 3-1.
I think I do too.
Look, you tell me you can't ride that momentum into that Minnesota game. It's homecoming.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Two home games in a row. Let's see what Minnesota's coming off that week. Minnesota will be coming off a home game against Bowling Green. So Minnesota should be prepped.
Last year, Minnesota beat them 34-31. And that was in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota was not the team we expected.
I understand, but I think they had COVID issues too. I think this, Purdue did too. Yeah,
that's true. This could be a good game. I expect Minnesota to get the win here.
If I have to, I'm taking Minnesota. But this is my point: is that you ride that confidence.
Yeah. If he figures it out, if this quarterback competition pushes one of these quarterbacks to an elite level, then who knows? They could be winning these close games.
I'm saying you could be 4-1 out the gate, Patty C, and then you have a bye week before playing at Iowa.
Second half of the schedule gets tough.
They beat Iowa last year.
That's crazy, but that was early in the season.
It was, but still, my point is like, if can you see a case where they're 4-1?
They were not as bad as a 2-4 team last year.
So I got them losing to Minnesota, but and then they get a bye week at Iowa. And I'm going to favor Iowa, even though they win at Iowa too. It was in Lafayette, but still, taking Iowa.
Iowa City's a tough place to play. Give me the Hawkeyes.
Then they're home to Wisconsin.
I mean, if Wisconsin,
they're gonna beat one of these teams that we're not seeing.
They might.
I mean, I think it's gonna be Northwestern, maybe. So I'll give them the loss, losing 3 in a row there.
Yeah,
that would put them at 3-4. Then they're at Nebraska. You know, I'm on the Cornhuskers here.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Although I, not by a lot. I think Purdue is fully capable of winning this game too.
They lost to Nebraska. That's the team that beat them by the biggest deficit last season, 10 points. I'm on Nebraska. So that puts them at what? 3-5 is that? I think 3-5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're home to Michigan State. Winnable game.
I will say by this point, they'll have a win.
I'm giving this one to them. So what's that? 4-5 at Ohio State, 4-6.
Yep.
Wrigley Field. Love this. Love the fact they're playing there. Don't go indoors. Play this shit outdoors.
Yeah.
Right. Against Northwestern. I'm going to say they're going to get one here. They're going to beat one of these between Minnesota, Wisconsin, Northwestern, and Indiana. They're going to win one.
I've already,
they did it last year in a two game set with two wins by beating Iowa.
Maybe a set. Yeah. Maybe they get to five. What's the over under for them?
Five.
Five. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
So right. My wins are what? Oregon State, UConn, Illinois, Michigan State, Northwestern, and then I had them losing to Indiana.
They're getting Indiana at home.
But here's the thing. If I had to side with the over or the under, because I'm right on that number.
Yeah.
I side on the under.
Yeah,
because I think Oregon State could beat them week one. I think that's a dangerous game. Even giving them Northwestern and Michigan State, I think, are all kind of 50-50s.
Yeah.
Even Illinois wouldn't shock me if Bielma beat him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean,
even UConn, it's at UConn.
I would be surprised if they lost that one,
dude. But I think Purdue in 19, I think, played at Nevada, lost. You know, you schedule these ridiculously tough.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's a tough schedule. That is a very tough schedule. I mean, what is it? Basically,
11 power fives, 11 power and fives. At UConn,
and at UConn, yeah,
which is a back to back away too.
Oregon State, Notre Dame, and at UConn. Is your non-conference not doing themselves any favors? I say this number should be at 4.5.
See, but this is one though that we say, like, yes, the SEC is the best conference in football, and it's going to be a lot. It's going to be that way forever after they got Oklahoma and Texas. But if they did the 8-game conference schedule, Purdue has a few 5-win seasons here. Where yeah. If they added an FCS and got six,
this is where Colby and I disagree about the. What's going to happen with the SEC?
No, but I'm just saying that.
Oh yeah, they would be
a bowl team. They would be what Kentucky is every year.
Exactly.
If they did the 8-game conference schedule.
Exactly. And so that's another podcast for another.
Yes. Don't go down that rabbit hole. These dear Boilermaker fans out there.
But yes, if they would just ease up a little bit, Purdue might, you know, go to some more bowl games, get some traction as a program, and become get a winning culture. So. Happen now though. Sorry, Boilermakers.
All right, guys. If you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We are breaking down all 130 college football teams. We will have an episode for every school in the FBS, even some FCS and some 2.0 episodes out there in the FBS. But also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Matt Painter, Purdue top 10 team this year, preseason top 10. Could be a big year. Could be a big year for the Boilermakers.
They do play some good basketball.
There you go. So subscribe. We're talking college basketball year round on the College Basketball Experience. We talk college football year round over here on the College Football Experience. So we got you covered. Football or basketball for the college sports. We got you covered. Subscribe to both. Me, Patty C here, NC Nick. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing it for what, 4 years now. Patty C never had a losing season.
Boom.
That's picking every Division I football and basketball game.
Those
each
aren't our
season
sweetheart
too.
Picks. Were over 500.
That's what I'm saying. That's every picking everything.
Game.
And look, and that's us just independently. Yes, as a collective, we're way over 500. But for each season. Each of us has been over 500. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that on all of it for free on the SGPN app. So download that app for free at the App Store or Google Play Store.
I'm going to say this too.
What's that?
Guys, ride with us through one of these seasons as we make picks, and you'll see us gain traction, especially in college basketball, college football. You know, we might even have an advantage week one because we think we're more dialed in than the general public, and Vegas is playing the general public.
Yeah.
But college basketball is really freaking tough. But over the course of the season, you can know, like January, February, we're making you cold, hard cash.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you covered. We kick ass. All right. So download that SGPN app and look, we give away our picks for free. All right. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is a little bit of kindness in that heart of yours. All right. Give us a 5-star review on that app, the SGPN app. And when you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, give me a follow and show me that screenshot. And then I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? At the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at DSGP Network. Follow them all and make sure you check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, because sometimes you work for a terrible place that just won't let you have fun with going to certain gambling sites or certain sports sites. We got you covered in the Slack channel. So Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel, do it. All right. Me and Patty C are both on the under with the Boilermakers. This is the college football experience, Purdue Boilermaker style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.